And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the broadcast. Let's begin by yielding our hearts to the Holy Spirit in prayer. Sweet Holy Spirit, you are our master teacher. We thank you for yet another opportunity to receive the word of life from your mouth. We yield our hearts to you. Guide our heart to all truth. And transform us by your mighty power. Let us not remain the same again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, one of the signs that you are a true follower and disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is your ability to love your fellow human beings. In John 13:35, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." The New Living Translation says, "Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciple." So the proof that you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is your ability to love other people. That's the proof that you are really a born-again Christian, a person that has a true relationship with the living God. 1 John 4:7-8, the Apostle Paul said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God." Everyone who loves is born again. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So the true proof that you know God, the true proof that you are born again, the true proof that you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is your ability to love other people. Anybody who claims that he loves God but does not love people, he doesn't really love God. That claim is not genuine. It's fake. Look at what the Apostle Paul continued to say in verse 20 of 1 John 4. He said, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?" And he concludes in verse 21 by saying, "This commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." So if you love God, you must love your brother also. And this is one of the things, one of the fruit that the Holy Spirit will produce in you as you pursue intimacy with him. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been discussing the topic, producing the fruit of the Spirit, based on the scripture Galatians 5:22-23. And the first fruit is the fruit of love. I said love is your ability to love God and also to love other people. You can't just say you love God. That's what the Apostle Paul said in 1 John 4. If you say you love God, you must also love other people. And so in the last broadcast, we talked extensively about what it means to love God. But today, I want us to begin to discuss what it means to love other people. And by the way, if you missed any of the previous shows, this is the fifth broadcast in the series Producing the Fruit of the Spirit. But just in case you missed episodes 1-4, I just want to encourage you to visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org and just click on the Pastor Wumi podcast link, and you will immediately see a listing of all our past shows, including the previous 4 episodes. So that way, you know, you don't miss a beat at all, and you get the full benefit of this teaching. But today I just want us to go straight away to begin to talk about what it means to love other people. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is one chapter in the Bible which, in my opinion, gives the most detailed description of what it means to love other people. Here we see that loving others means 4 fundamental things. First of all, in verse 4, we see that loving others means that you forgive them. Love means forgiveness. It means you forgive anyone who offends you repeatedly and unconditionally. So no matter how often that person offends you, if you say you love according to the word of God, you are to forgive your offender over and over again without condition. Look at what verse 4 says, the first part. It says, love suffers long and is kind. And anytime you see the word long-suffering, it's always associated with the word forgiveness. It speaks of repeated and unconditional forgiveness. The Bible in Numbers chapter 14, verse 8, talks of the Lord our God being long-suffering, abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. So love is your ability to be just like God, to be abundant in mercy, abundantly forgiving anybody who sins against you each time that they offend you, no matter how often. In Matthew 18:21, Peter asked the Lord Jesus Christ a very interesting question. He said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? That was what Peter asked. Now listen to the Lord's response. Jesus said to him in verse 22, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7 times. And 70 times 7 is 490. Just think about that. Is it really possible? It's not practically possible for one single person to offend another 490 times in one single day. So the Lord Jesus, in essence, was telling Peter that, Peter, you are to forgive your brother or your sister, anybody who offends you, as often as they offend you. In Luke 17, the Lord Jesus Christ said, verse 3, he said, take heed to yourself. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. Verse 4, he said, and if he sins against you, listen to this, 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. You shall not say, well, I think you don't really mean it when you said, I repent, forgive me, I'm not going to forgive you, that's how you did the other time. No, love, we're going to discover in 1 Corinthians 13, does not keep a record of wrong. Love is long-suffering. Long-suffering is your ability to bear long with the weaknesses and faults of other people. And that causes you to keep forgiving them anytime they offend you. You're patient and lenient with them. You're not impatient or hard. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 says, therefore, as the elect of God, as children of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. So when you see long-suffering is always associated with forgiveness, and that's why when the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 says, love suffers long, it's simply saying love forgives. So when God says we should love other people, the first thing that it means is that we should forgive them. Being loving and long-suffering means you don't give up on anybody, no matter how imperfect they are. Even when people are at their worst, if you love, you will keep believing that God will bring out the best in them. Just as verse 7 of that same 1 Corinthians 13 says, it says, love bears all things. That's that word again. Suffers long, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. So when you love, you bear all things, you hope all things, you endure all things that people do, because you know that no one, including your own self, is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Beloved, you're not perfect. We are all a work in progress in the hand of Almighty God. And according to Psalm 138, verse 8, the Bible tells us that God is in the continual process, the continual work of perfecting all that concerns us. That's what it says. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hand. So if God is not forsaking somebody, if God is not forsaking your brother or your sister, even in their weaknesses, if God every single day is working to bring about perfection in them, you must cooperate with God. You must be on the side of God. You must bear long with them, understanding that the Lord is in the process of perfecting all that concerns them, just as God is in the process of perfecting all that concerns you. God will never forsake them. He will not forsake the work of his hands. And you too must not forsake. Instead of forsaking in a spirit of harshness, in a spirit of unforgiveness, in a spirit of bearing malice or grudge, instead of forsaking that person who is the work of God's hands, who is a work in progress, instead of forsaking them, forgive them. Has anybody offended you, dear beloved one? Forgive them. No matter what, forgive them. Because God also forgives you. Can you think about how often, how many times in one single day that you and I enjoy the mercies of God? He's always forgiven us. He never brings back to our memory that which we did against him. So in the same way, and God is forgiving toward us because he loves us. So in the same way, we must be forgiving toward anybody else. Not forsaking them, not giving up on them. Bearing along with them, enduring with them in all their imperfections, because they're a work in progress. That is love. Hallelujah. Well, that's all the time that we have for today, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, remain blessed and ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God.